Hi, everyone. This is D.C. Cordova. I am the CEO of Accelerated Business Schools and the Money in You program, and we have been presenting breakthrough entrepreneurial education since the late 70s, and we're so excited to be here with you, where we will take you through a process of a four-week, four-session business makeover series. The purpose of this class is to help you create the essential entrepreneurial foundation for mega success in the shortest time frame possible. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to be bringing you some masters. The first one is going to be Maria Simone, whom I am going to be introducing in a couple of minutes. And then we'll be bringing Dominic Leon, one of our leading Money & You Business School instructors. And we'll be bringing then Lee Brower, a financial specialist that works with people in not only building their wealth, but also leaving a legacy. And then I will wrap up the fourth session for you in order to bring it all together. So we're very, very excited today to have Maria Simone. Maria is truly a master in taking people from their passion to prosperity, applying their passion to prosperity. And she is a transformational business strategist, a CEO, a speaker, a radio host, an author of a wonderful book, and that she will share about that, and we'll have more information about her in our website. She has been interviewed for Success Magazine, Business Week, and many other national publications, as well as appearing on ABC and Fox TV News. Since leaving the corporate world, she has started four businesses, has raised millions of dollars in funding for startups, and has created millions in revenue. She is a business advisor to a number of up-and-coming companies, including an athletic company and the Business Credit Spot. As the founder and CEO of Passion to Prosperity International, she is committed to guiding entrepreneurs down an enlightened path to success by helping them attract funding, create multiple revenue streams, and to market to the masses. One of the reasons why I chose Maria to come in and do this is because she is absolutely masterful at not only taking small business people, but also taking people, medium-sized companies, and even larger. And she is a Money & You graduate. We are very excited to invite her in the future to come and speak at our business school, and she is absolutely qualified to be able to take you through this Money & You series, where she will be able to share with you very powerful, proven tools, business techniques that she has used, combined with that whole dimension of adding value, contributing to others, and making lots of money, creating wealth, but also being a social entrepreneur. So, Maria, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. We love having you with us.
Hello. Oh, thank you, D.C. Thank you, and thank you for the introduction. It's so amazing. We've known each other for so long. You know, I was just thinking about the dynamic of our relationship. We've known each other for over 10 years. We've collaborated together. I'm a student and a graduate of Money & You, and it's just amazing how we go in and out of each other's lives and support each other. And it's so important for entrepreneurs in general to have those relationships. So this is great. No, I'm so excited to present this because I was so delighted when I attended my first Money & You program. I was so delighted that there was a nice aspect of the program that was committed to focusing on the CEO, because the person at the top drives everything. You know, people are so involved in their businesses, they're so involved in action and making money and, you know, making their products and getting their revenues and all that. And it's really important to look at you, the CEO. You're at the top, you're driving this. And there are certain things that you want to do to protect yourself, to really make sure that you show up in the most powerful way, that you're able to lead effectively and create the revenues and create the success that you desire. And I remembered at the program, there were so many ways that you allow people to see themselves, you know, how we show up, because it's so easy to get in our way and to, yeah, to kind of lose sight of the forest for the trees, so to speak.
Yes.
And so I'm going to, if you'll allow me, we're going to share some, you know, just some strategies that CEOs can do to really step into being more powerful CEO, things that are going to help them increase their passion, their commitment to their success, their productivity, allow others to support them, and just really get on a more accelerated path of success. And I know a lot of these things we actually get to do at Money and You, we get to experience, and that's the key word. It truly is an experience. And so you really get to see, you know, firsthand how you're showing up in life and also get some new tools and skills to go forward as a very effective CEO. So before we get into it, though, there's one thing I would like to share. We're going to talk about, you know, something that is so important to get your arms around, and also I know that's what I really appreciate about Money and You, and it's about getting perspective. You and also just doing this work in general is that it really helps give you perspective. You want to create opportunities for yourself always as a CEO where you can step back and get new perspective. It's the only way you're going to be able to get out of your way, get out of your stuff, and really see, you know, the truth about how to best serve your customers or how people relate to you or, how, you know, what they're thinking about you or how you and your mindset is affecting your business. And so I love that we do lots of exercises and lots of experiential, you know, tasks at the program that very quickly allow you to see how you show up for others. It's so important. And just to give you a little, you know, a little insight on perspective to put into context, my husband worked with Steve Jobs years ago. He was with the team at Pixar that created the first Toy Story movie. And right when they were working on Toy Story, or right after that, they started working on A Bug's Life. And, you know, if you know anything about these animated productions, they're years in the making, and there's a lot of research that goes up front. And so when the team was getting prepared to start writing and working on the animation for A Bug's Life, they had to get perspective because they wanted to produce a movie that gave you the you know, that showed you what it was like to be a bug. So they had to be outside, you know, at a bug's level and everything, you know, what is a bug's life like? And so the only way they could do that was to get perspective from a bug's view. And so they built these bug cams. And for a period of time, they had these little tiny cameras running around. Well, they would manipulate them, you know, through the offices, and they would go outside on the grass at the lawns and at Pixar, and they would take them into different arenas where they can get perspective on what a bug saw. And that's what we need to do as a CEO. We lose perspective, and it's very easy to get off track if you don't do that. So you may be thinking everything's just fine, and all of a sudden things come to a screeching halt. And before you, you know, work too hard in your business, before you start working too hard to bring in the next customer or make the next dollar, or, you know, if you find that you're struggling in any way, all you have to do is step back and get some new perspective. And so that's why I love Money and You, and, you know, just the whole concept about it, or just going through some of these exercises that we're going to go through now, and that helps give you perspective. So I want to get started in just sharing some things that you could do in your life right now just to help you become more of the CEO of your life, and in turn would help you become a more effective CEO and leader in your business. So first and foremost, and this is for all the Lone Rangers out there, it is so important to surround yourself with incredible people, to actually spend time building your team. There's a saying that says, we've all heard it before, if I only knew then what I know now. And I say, why wait to have the experience? There are so many wonderful people out there willing to help us, ready to support us. And I see so many entrepreneurs, so many CEOs, just really, you know, keep their nose down and just plow ahead and do all the work and venture into territories that they really don't have a lot of knowledge about, yet they keep plowing forward without the support of those that have the experience that they need. And when I speak to people, I say, hey, why did you do this on your own? Like, why aren't you asking for help? Why didn't you, you know, get support? Some of the things that come up are, well, I mean, really, this really does come up with people. They think that they don't deserve it, that who am I to ask for help? Why would someone of, you know, such stature want to support me? Or I felt like I had to prove myself first
before I got a lot of help, or I can't afford it. So they just continue to work on their own. So there's a lot of reasons why people don't regularly ask for help. But the people who are truly effective, successful CEOs will always tell you that they took the time to build a team. I've had my greatest successes. I've had the most accelerated success and the greatest financial successes when I've been working with other people, when I've allowed others to support me. So I just recommend at this time, if you really want an instant shift in your business, you want to consider surrounding yourself with the right people. And that includes looking at delegating and working with people at an operational level. Make sure you have support in your business. And I always say, you know, the moment you do something once, and this is just a productivity tip for the CEO, the moment you do something once, you want to think about, can I delegate this? Or can I systematize it or automate it? Do you want to delegate or systemize it so that you never have to do it again? And so if you're thinking, well, I can't, I have to do this all on my own, I don't have time or I can't afford this, you'll never get ahead with that kind of thinking. You really want to step up and have a more abundant mentality, have more of that CEO mentality and think, you know, how can I allow others to do this? Commit to having the support, whether or not you think you can afford it or whether or not you know how to work with someone. Many people just are used to working on their own or just take on a lot of work, and it's just not necessary in your business. Oftentimes, the CEO is the biggest bottleneck in their business. So really start getting into the habit of looking at every aspect of your business, everything that you do. If you're going to do it more than once, really think about delegating or systematizing, and that's why it's great to have as much automation in your business as possible. So look at your operations, look at your intake, and look at bringing on the people that can support that. And we know that you can do it all, but it's not necessary for you to do it all. The next area, you always want to make sure you have your evangelists around. You always look at having a really great sales and marketing team. So make sure that you're not participating in all those functions on your own. You want to take the time to bring those people around you. Those could be not just in-house and out-house sales help, but we're talking about online affiliates and joint venture partners and strategic partners that can help you cross-promote. So you always want to look at building your team of evangelists, always in your business, constantly. It's a constant activity that I do in my business. You don't want to take on these activities on your own. And finally, probably the most important aspect of building your team that I find is to surround yourself with mentors, people who have been there, done that, people who are influencers in your industry, people who have had success in your industry, who are several steps ahead of you, people who have success in business. There's a lot of nuances. Regardless of the industry, any business will have a lot of moving parts, and there's always certain aspects of a business, your operations, your sales and marketing, your innovation side. There's certain aspects of every business that have similarities. Somebody who's had success in business can help you with a lot of that tactical aspect. You always want to surround yourself. I always make sure that I have people with the whole media savvy and the publicity mind. These are mentors of mine, and they really pull me out of my comfort zone and really allow me to look at opportunities that I may have missed if I didn't have them in my life. So be very conscious about surrounding yourself with these people. And one thing I found at Money New, and I love this about it because I'm such a big proponent of team and support, is they really allow you to, you know, build your teams during the program. You're really having that experience of how to articulate what your needs are. What are you looking for next? What kind of people do you want to have around you? What kind of personalities would suit you best? I mean, that's a huge part of the program, and it's something that you want to look at as well. I don't like to have a lot of people who have my personality. In fact, I don't want anyone with my personality in my operations because I am not generally not a detailed person. I have more of the evangelist personality. So because I'm the innovator, I'm the creator in all my businesses, I'm a big picture thinker. So I will strategize. I will, put together the plans. I mean, I know how to make the millions of dollars. And then I have a wonderful team that's very detail-oriented. I always make sure I have detail people around me. So So you need to know what kind of people would best suit you, would best suit the requirements in your business. You know, what are your goals going forward? So it helps to have an image of what those people would look like who can best support you. You don't want to bring on people who have your personality, because really nothing will get done. Or have, you know, not just your personality. Of course you want a match. You want to know who would match you, but you don't want someone with your exact resume, with all of your skills and your talents, because number one, that is kind of boring to be around a lot of people like you, and nothing will get done in your company if you all have the same talents. So I love that. That's what we do at Money U, is to really understand. You need to know how to communicate with people. You want to very confidently reach out to people, ask for support, ask them, and you know, whether or not you're paying people or whether they're advising you, but just get into the habit of constantly looking for the right people to surround yourself with. So that's something as a you know, the most instant makeover strategy that I can say as a CEO is to really start looking at the people you've surrounded yourself with in your business and adjust accordingly. And it's not very difficult to do. I found that, especially in the last couple of years, you know, because of what we've been going through and then the pains and the fears and, you know, everything that's coming up for all of us, we are coming together, especially in the conscious entrepreneur community. We're coming together so beautifully. I mean, really, competition just doesn't work anymore. And we're really learning how to work more collaboratively, how to support each other. It has become the norm in business. The people who are really succeeding right now are those that have really mastered the art of collaboration, of putting together strategic alliances. So you want to learn those skill sets that allow you to very easily attract those types of people. You know, even people that you may have thought about as competitors in the past, we're all finding ways to collaborate with our competitors. And it's so important. It's an important skill set to have this day and age. Another something else that you want to look at as a CEO, or to become more a CEO of your life, is you want to maintain your passion and enthusiasm for the work at hand. So you need to do the things that take care of you that will maintain your passion and enthusiasm. It's a driving force in your business. If you start losing steam, everything else will slow down. So this is where people, and I've seen this over and over again, this is especially true from people that just may go into business to make money, or they go into business, they start doing things that they don't love to do, they maybe feel pressured in doing it, or they start losing steam in their business, and rather than really looking at themselves and taking responsibility for reinvigorating their momentum and desires and passions, they will look to outside people to take care of them, to come in and fix the problem, and you know, they'll start looking outside of them, and that will cause all kinds of breakdown. So it's really important to maintain your passion and enthusiasm. And so one of the things that you can do that is to, through organization and creating a routine that fosters creativity and accomplishment and manageable tasks. You know, this is something else. This is actually a skill set that you acquire at a program like Money & You, and just, you know, in general, just it's just good business sense. And for instance, there's a lot of ways that you can do that, but a routine that works for me is I break down my day into two-hour segments of working. It's just a productivity tool that I use, and I break down my day into two-hour segments. 2 hours is always spent working on ways of delegating to my team. So I'm making sure that I'm taking the time to create systems and processes so I'm doing like brain dumps and gathering bits and pieces of information and, you know, taking the time to gather all that and then offloading it to my team, who can then systematize it. Our marketing systems are automated, so we have to create marketing messages for our customers and for our prospective customers, and we need to do follow-up campaigns for our customers, and when somebody buys something, we need thank yous, and we have to implement intake processes, and all those things need to be created. Otherwise, if I didn't have these systems in place, if I didn't take the time to create these systems in place, it would just be me on the phone all day taking orders, answering calls, I mean, just doing, you know, everything in my business without that infrastructure. So you want to spend some time every day working on your infrastructure. And that means you're working with your team to delegate, to create systems. And so that's really important work. So that's the operational stuff. So the next part is you always want to be moving forward in your business as well. You don't want to get too bogged down in the day-to-day activities. So there are a couple of hours a day when I'm putting deals together. I'm looking at future projects. I'm laying out, maybe a speaking tour, or I'm working on a future. We're actually in one of my companies that I'm the CEO of. We're putting together licensing deals with Olympic athletes. And these are deals that probably won't sign the deals for another few months, but all this, we have to start the negotiations and the communications. And so we're doing all this outreach right now and working with our athletes. So you want to do business, to spend a couple of hours every day working on business development. So you're always staying ahead of the curve. There's always a couple of hours I spend in sales and marketing, so you really want to take care of your existing marketing channels. If you are not spending time in activities that are going to bring you more customers, then you might as well go out of business now. I mean, that's part of what drives a business, is to constantly bringing in customers or, having that revenue coming in. And so you have to work on those activities every day. And then, of course, there's actually a couple of hours in my day where I make sure that are devoted to me. That's my time. This is where I meditate, or I just get some quiet time, or maybe I'm checking in with my personal mentor. And so this is where I get to download, reboot, whatever you want to call it. I get to process all the information that's coming through. I get to strategize, my mind. I get to dream. And this is when I get this time to myself, I'm energized, and I know it affects my business. My business will keep moving forward as long as I take care of myself. So whatever you need to do to reinvigorate your passion and to, just become energized in your business, start scheduling that for yourself. Schedule success. These are all success strategies that I must schedule every day. It's not going to happen by accident. And if you have any issues going on with you personally and you don't have this type of schedule, you'll notice that you'll allow yourself to become distracted. You won't be working on productive activities. You won't allow others to support you, and it really will hurt your business. And so if you maintain a schedule, you'll see immediately if you're off track or if something is not right. I mean, I know if I'm supposed to be working on certain things and I I know that I've scheduled time for it and my heart's not in it, or I'm just, there's something not right, I know that I probably need more personal time. Or so I know when there's little mini breakdowns in my business, or I need to adjust, not my business, with, I can see by my schedule when I have to make adjustments with me and my business. And so it's very apparent immediately because I have everything scheduled. So it's really important to get into some type of a routine, not a routine that will just, that just bores you, but something that will keep you motivated and inspired and keep you productive. So don't let that happen by chance. Successful CEOs maintain their productivity and operate at a very high level of productivity because they know how to use their time efficiently. And if you want to see, especially if you're a smaller business, and you're so used to wearing all the hats and doing all the activities in your business, you get caught up in all of the busyness. But if you really want to see how valuable your time is, then put a dollar amount to your time. Put a value on your time. Make sure it's fairly substantial, because you are at the helm. You're the driving force of your business. Put a substantial value on your time, and you see how much money is spent because of your time on all these activities. And that will make you, once you look at that and you really get perspective on that, it will force you to increase your productivity. So there's nothing like looking at dollars and cents that causes you to make a shift in your life or your business. Something else that I just, that I started learning about over 10 years ago, which is not really taught anywhere. I mean, I've been to school for my MBA. I've done MBA studies. I have a BS in pharmacy. I've I have like alphabet soup after my name. I have different credentials and different programs I've attended. But I have never learned PERT management techniques. And this is something, and I learned it privately from someone who's an expert at it, but it wasn't something that was taught to me in formal education, I should say. And this is so important. And PERT stands for Program Evaluation Review Techniques. These are very high-level management techniques that are so important to implement in your business because it really allows you to manage all the tasks in your business and allows you to delegate them. And it's a system you really, if you want to really strive for excellence in your company and success and really move your business to places where you can't even fathom right now, it takes planning and structure and scalability, and it's all possible using these PERT management techniques. Well, the thing about that is it's not commonly taught in school, but I was so amazed to learn that that's what they were teaching at Money & You. In fact, the people that I learned it from, that they teach that at the business school. And so the whole Money & You accelerated learning really involves the whole pro management technique. So I'm so excited to learn that. But if you have an opportunity to learn PERT planning, PERT management techniques, and all that, it would really help you become a more effective CEO. But it's about giving yourself permission to do the tasks that you love and really looking at, you know, what are you doing? Where are you spending your time? What are all the tasks that need to get done in your business? So where are you spending your time? What needs to get done? What do you love to do? Where do you want to spend your time? You don't have to do anything you don't want to. We just think that we have to wear all the hats. We think we have to work 24 hours a day. We don't have to do that. We're not martyrs to our companies. It's not necessary to do that. But if you take a moment to get some perspective, step back, look at all the tasks that need to be done, choose the ones that you feel most qualified to do that really, you know, make you more excited to do, and then you can create a plan to delegate the rest. And it could be as easy as that. And so using strategies such as the PERT management techniques or whatever strategy works for you to allow yourself to step back from doing the things you don't love to do and delegate the rest. As a CEO, really effective CEOs don't take on all the activities in your business, even though you think you can. It's not in the business's best interest to do that. So you have to hold yourself accountable to do the things, the tasks that matter most in your business that you are most qualified to do, and allow others who are better qualified to do the other tasks. So you do not have to do every aspect of your business. This is not about affording it. In fact, you can't afford not to follow this strategy. It will hurt you in the long run if you think that you need to do everything. And so as a CEO, if you feel that you're experiencing overwhelm at this juncture, if you're experiencing overwhelm, if you feel like you're procrastinating on certain aspects of your business, you know, things aren't getting done, well, you want to take a look at that because you're probably procrastinating because you just don't know how to do it as effectively, or you just don't enjoy doing these things. And so look at, you know, overwhelm. Look at anything that zaps your energy, anywhere you're slowing down. Look at your revenue. I mean, if you can see it in the results that you're getting in your business. So really step back a moment and take a look at all the activities you're actually participating in and see if there's a better way to organize them and to delegate them. And so these are, I know, in the experiential training at the business school, the Money & You, you really get the tools to do this in a very effective way. So you could start doing this right now. In fact, the moment I have in my book, I have a saying. In fact, it's all throughout my book. And I believe that a simple awareness creates a shift, and taking action creates a transformation. So it wouldn't take much for you to effect a change in your business. And we're not talking about dramatic changes in your business. We're talking about just looking at something, you know, opening your eyes, really taking a look at it without any judgment, without, you know, a lot of compassion for yourself, just so you could see what's not working right now. because just the awareness of it will probably start the shift in your business, I can assure you. And so if you feel like you're not getting the results that you'd like to get, and there's like resistance and there's overwhelm and anxiety and procrastination, it's like a lot of areas of your business you're just not excited to venture into, then that's probably the parts that need to be delegated at this juncture. So really commit to taking a look at that in the next 30 days, and I can assure you, you will start causing a shift. Okay, so another way that we could step up in becoming a more effective CEO is to really evaluate what resources we need in our business. And I don't know what happened in this country. I mean, I don't know where this came from. Well, I think I do. But for some reason, many people have a, we'll call it a scarcity mentality, for lack of better words, or, there's something in us that sometimes we start doing things and we start to compromise, or we make do. We make do without, having something. If we want something and we don't think we can afford it, then we'll make do without it. And instead of just making more money or getting more money, we just make do without it. Or if we're missing something in our business, rather than asking for help, we'll make do without it. And so we tend to get into compromise quite often. We do without. We don't ask for help, and all the resources are at our disposal. And so something that you may want to look at in your business is, what resources are you currently working without? What resources could you use right now? And you don't have to worry about the how. It's not about how am I going to get this or really seeing the end result. You don't have to have the answers right now. We just want you to look at what would provide the most benefit to me right now. What resources could I use right now that would help accelerate my success? For many people, it's money. In fact, for many businesses, it's often money. A lot of people are out there, they're trying to succeed in business, but they haven't put the fuel in their tank. The money is the fuel that's really going to drive this engine. And so people think they can do without it, and there's plenty of it around you. So, is it the money? Do you need some money? Do you need some more marketing support? What is it that you need? Are you not paying yourself a salary? Do you need a vacation? What are some of the resources that you need in your business? You need new production, new fulfillment distribution. You need new equipment. Just take a look. And some people have gone so long without, and I hear this all the time from CEOs, they compromised for so long, they forgot that, I really needed this. I really wanted to have this. And I just have gone without for so long. They got used to the pain. It's like that story, it's two men sitting on a porch, and the owner's dog is just sitting there on the porch, just whimpering, and, he's crying like a low howl. And his friend says, what's with your dog? He's crying. He's been crying for the last hour. And the guy goes, well, he's sitting on a nail. And the friend goes, well, why didn't he just move? And the owner says, well, it just doesn't hurt enough. So it's kind of like, how bad does it have to get? And so you may think there's not enough resources, not enough money, there's not enough something, but you got to think again. So the first thing I want you to do is just make a list of all the resources that you could use right now in your business to hit your milestones. You want to hit your first million, you want to hit your first 5 million, maybe you just want to break even at this point. What is it going to take for you to be able to take a vacation? What is it going to take for you to be able to pay yourself a higher salary or to hire that marketing person? What are the resources? Make a list. And now we can make a plan of acquiring those resources. So as a CEO, one of the things you want to look at is to how to effectively ask for and receive support. If you're lacking money, I have to tell you, there's plenty of money out there. In fact, just for one of my projects this last week, we raised over $100,000. I've raised millions of dollars in funding. There's business lines of credit. I mean, there are a lot of resources out there. As far as marketing support, there are so many creative ways of partnering up with people to do massive promotions where you really don't have to invest money in them. There's so many people willing to collaborate like that, and it hardly costs anything. to really get your message out, especially with social media. You know, what else do you need? And so really commit to getting those resources once and for all. I know it was really amazing at Money and You going through some of the experiences and really, you know, stepping up and really looking at your business and some of the things that you need in your life. And it's really interesting. You may think that you're doing everything correctly, or you may think that you have everything you need, but when you really put it out there and you go through, you know, some exercise and you do some strategies, you realize, wow, I have really been denying myself, you know, the tools and the resources I need the most. And you just forget it. You just need new perspective. So that's why I love this environment. It allows you to really put all that on the table. And actually, the resources oftentimes are right there with you, and that's part of what I love about it too. So you really want to step up. I would invite you to commit over the next 30 days as a CEO, you know, to really step up and commit to looking at what, you know, what resources you need in your business and start taking steps to allow yourself to have them, whether it be capitalizing your company, whether it be attracting the right marketing support, getting new manufacturing, getting new, you know, whatever it is, start committing to what you want next so that these resources can start showing up in your life. You know, we're in a wonderful new age of just, it's like there's such a consciousness shift on the planet. I just feel like everything's just correcting right now. Every scene out there in the economy and you know, the money and jobs and all that, I just feel like there's this huge correction. And we're all okay. We're going to be okay. And there's just this nice big consciousness shift. And for those that are really stepping up and asking for what they need and just, you know, really getting clear on what would support them the most, they're the ones that are manifesting the fastest, as opposed to those that think there aren't enough customers, that think there aren't enough money or there isn't enough money. So to just be very clear about what you want to create as a CEO, what you want to have in your business, and allow that support to show up for you. And also, it's not just about the allow. You've got to ask. My friend Debbie Allen says, put your ask in gear. You know, it's so important. We want to start speaking up. We want to start clearly articulating what it is that would support us the most right now, rather than doing without. So make yourself, you know, promise yourself you'll do that. Try doing that in the next 30 days to really create a master resource list. And start, you know, allowing those resources to show up. And also, I can pretty much guarantee this because I do this every single day, every single minute in my life. It's something I help, you know, I love to share with others. I guarantee at the moment you start making your lists and you allow it to happen. And when I say allow, it's like you've gone to a restaurant and you've gone to one of your favorite restaurants and you put your order in to the waiter, and as soon as you put your order in, it's done because you know your waiter's taking the order into the kitchen and the chef will skillfully prepare your meal to the desired specifications. You're going to get your sides. You know it'll be cooked the way you want. You just know. There's like full expectation that it's going to happen. And so you put your order in, you give them the menu, and then you turn your attention back to the table. You don't run into the kitchen to wonder if they're going to cook the food or if you really got it right. You don't have anxiety about whether the food is actually going to show up. Are you going to be the only one at the table that doesn't get a meal? You know, we don't think about that at a restaurant. As soon as we put our order into the restaurant, just go back to that feeling every time you've dined out. It's a done deal. So I invite you to start thinking about that in your business, to, you know, create your wish list, and put it out there. Start asking for those resources. Allow them to show up in your life. They will start showing up. And as soon as they start showing up, take advantage of all those opportunities. They're there for a reason. You wanted them to show up. And so we encourage you. And these are strategies, you know, that some of the most successful CEOs that I know employ every single day. It's just a knowing. This is how we run our businesses. We run our lives. It's just, this is what I want, and then this full expectation that it will show up in our life without anxiety, without, you know, wondering, well, is somebody going to do without it, or do I deserve it? So you really want to get into the habit of stepping into that incredible power of asking and allowing. The final strategy you want to talk about, and there's so many. We can go on and on and on, and we get so much of it at Money and You, but we just really want to give some really wonderful nuggets that you can, you know, use right now in your life, in your business, to take yourself to another level. And something else I want to share with you, the final strategy, is to stay connected and avoid isolation. And this is all too common, especially for up-and-coming companies, the startups, or people who are just, you know, really, you know, moving into that threshold of success. You know, you're at that stage. You're still at the entrepreneurial stage, and you're moving forward. It's we tend to isolate ourselves because we get so busy in our businesses. And I wanted to encourage you, as a successful CEO, as a as a thriving CEO, to really look at and scheduling you to show up more often. So we want to support you in avoiding isolation, to have regular, even if you know you have to schedule, have regular mastermind meetings with your colleagues. So get on the phone with people. Plan regular meetings. Immerse yourself in your industry, whatever industry you're working in. Participate in industry events and trade shows, in networking events with your peers, in invest in your education as a CEO. Just because you may have hit your milestones in business, you are not done learning. There's always going to be that next level, that next hurdle. So you constantly want to refresh your skills, constantly. Every single month, I always schedule myself for some type of educational event whenever I can. I really try to immerse myself in high-quality education that's going to sharpen my sales and marketing skills, my communication skills, my, you know, CEO skills, my management skills. I'm constantly learning and evolving. And, you know, even though I've had several businesses and I share my strategies with up-and-coming CEOs, I'm constantly learning and evolving new techniques. So we want you to look at investing in yourself in education, because it's a wise investment in the future of your business. We want to support you in immersing yourself in industry events where you can network with people in your industry, build your database. We want you to also connect with your customers. And, you know, this ideally we want to have automated systems where you're able to connect with your customers, such as online marketing funnels and, you know, different things that you can do in networking events. But try to connect with your customers as much as possible. It's really important that they see you and they get to know you. You know, there's such a, even though we all love technology, I'm a, Twitter and Facebook junkie, and I love my iPhones, and I love all my technology, and we have multiple computers in the office, and we always have a different program running, and I'm not often unplugged, so I do love technology. But there is a bit of a backlash now. People who've been so immersed in technology, companies that went full bore into technology, they're seeing there's a backlash with their customers. We miss the human connection. And so I'm finding that the most successful CEOs, the most popular CEOs, the ones that are really building their cult-like following, are those that have connected with their customers. And so I want to encourage you to find ways to stay more connected with your customers and prospects. And, you know, this could be hosting your own events, where you're inviting your customers. It could be virtual events or just spending more time on social networks or community forums. And so just avoid isolation as a CEO. There are several areas where I get involved. I invest in my ongoing education and training in all different ways. I mean, it's a very unique way that I'm seeking education. But I constantly seek out education. I invest in mentoring with my peers, so I'm always going to different, you know, high-level networking functions where I can really just collaborate and brainstorm with people who are at my level. I immerse myself in industry events whenever possible, so I really know what's up and coming in my industry. I can build my network within my industry, people who can open doors for me, who can help me. And I also stay connected to my customers whenever possible. I try to host events, or I go where my customers go. I show up, and so that I can connect with them, and they really, you know, can connect with a human behind the face. you know, it's really interesting. One of the companies that I help launch and I'm helping to grow is an athletic company. We produce a line of women's athletic swim gear. And I have to tell you, I do not wear these products. You know, maybe a few years ago I could, but the founder, the brilliant creator and the founder of the company, and you know, she's a championship athlete, and you know, she wears the products and everything. But I love connecting with our customers. I love going to women's athletic events and the volleyball matches and the outrigger championships. I mean, it's so amazing. And so it's so important that the company stays connected to the market, and we sponsor events and things like that. So these are some of the things that I wanted to support you with. So we just went through DC. Are you still with me? We just went through a whole bunch of strategies. I know a lot of this we do it, you know, these wonderful tools and, you know, skills that we get at Money and You, but these are so important. People can start applying these in their life right now, don't you think?
Absolutely. And what I was going to recommend that, of course, and that we always create a purpose for our business, and then we have a mission, like the purpose in ours is to uplift humanity's consciousness through business, and it's what has led us for decades now. And then our mission, of course, is to transform educational systems around the world to eradicate poverty and hunger. And then we have a set of rules of the game, which, of course, we cover very much in Money and You, and that's we keep bringing Money and You up because we really teach 44 hours of total entrepreneurship, and we cover quite a bit on certain things that not only we cover there in the program, but also in our Accelerated Business School for Entrepreneurs. And like, for instance, one of the things that Maria was talking about was the program evaluation review technique, which Randy Kraft teaches at our business school. And we begin our business school by starting the planning, and 8 days later they have to go home with a plan. And this is very, very crucial when you're the CEO of your own life, is that you create, and there are beautiful technologies that we can teach you, and we can put you in touch with the masters. It isn't just project management, it goes beyond that, because in real life, project management is a very left brain process, but you have to go into really a program evaluation review technique, the name of it infers that you do a plan, and then you actually review it, and you're constantly correcting. And there is a certain technology that you actually put as the CEO, you and your team get together, and you plan all the different areas of your business. When, you know, you have administrative, you have, you know, sales and marketing and money and finances. Those are the major areas an entrepreneur needs to know. And then each one of those is a line, and you have all the to-dos, all who are all the people that are responsible. And in my money-making systems manual, I really go through all these different charts that you have to have. And once you have a sign who is going to be doing what by when, then as a CEO, you literally can put little dots that are either green or red or yellow, and red is when something is getting really behind and is going to affect the outcome. Yellow is when it's a little bit dangerous and that needs to be caught up. And green is when everything is going things according to plan. So one of the things that people, I think, a lot of time resist, and you and I, Maria, have wonderful conversations about this, you know, resist the whole business aspect of wealth, that you cannot really build wealth without having that very powerful foundation of building a business. And this will take 2 to 5 years, and sometimes it takes longer. It just depends on what business you're in. And once you begin to really see yourself as the CEO, as you begin to see yourself as You, Inc., that you are building this organization that either you are going to be selling in 5 years' time from now, or you're going to be selling, or it's going to become an income generator for you. And that's why in the next three sessions that we're going to have on this four-week overview and this business makeover, next week I am going to be bringing my leading instructor for Money and You and the Business School for Entrepreneurs, when he did Money and You back in the late 80s, his company was trading $6 million a year. He was bringing in $6 million a year. The word trading comes from Asia. My apologies. It means to bring in money. It's from the old English days. And then and in 1992, he began to teach Money and You solo and then lead the business school. And he has applied all the principles. His company now brings in trades approximately $100 million a year. So next week, he's going to be talking about leverage. He's going to be talking about how he built his company, how he helps others to build their companies. And then the following week in this session, we're going to be having Lee Brower, who is a very successful entrepreneur and who works with the mega wealthy on setting up systems for families on leaving legacies. But he has the whole aspect of what any entrepreneur needs to go through in order to build wealth in their lives. And the four, he has the quadrant and the four different aspects of it. He does a program called Empower Wealth. And then, of course, on the last session, then I will be going through putting it all together with all of the principles that they, you know, you would have all learned from Maria, from Dominic, and from Lee. And then I will be teaching how to apply all of these. And then what we will do is you will have an opportunity a little bit to learn about the Money in You program in the last 10, 15 minutes. You'll have a choice to listen to that or not. And what I would recommend.
And ask questions?
Yeah?
And ask questions and interact
with you. And ask questions. On the last, on the fourth one, which I will be leading, I will be asking questions, and I would like for you to write down any questions right now that you have, and you can email them to us, but we will answer them on the last session, on the fourth session of this series. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to recommend to you that you email us at info or admin at moneyandyou.com, either one of them, info or admin at moneyandyou.com, and we will send you you know, any information that you need. And if you downloaded if you went into our website, moneyandyou.com, and register for this particular teleconference this time, this teleclass, then you would have received the dates or the future dates for this program. But if not, you can go ahead and email us and we'll give them to you. And this is being recorded. We have a couple of minutes missing. And Maria was going through the introduction, so they were not crucial, couple of minutes that were missing, and we'll go ahead and have this recording available for you in the next 48 hours. And I really want to recommend that you listen to this information over and over again, because it's very important that not only you understand it and hear it, but also that you recommend that your business associates then also listen to it, and in the next 4 weeks, you will have an opportunity to have like a mastermind group where you will be taking your businesses to these different areas, and then you will have something in common that you can discuss and you can be discussing on a daily basis. You can be talking it over with your client, with your customers. You just send them to moneyandyou.com and really have them register with us, and we'll send them the information. So, and this relates to what Maria is talking about, you creating mastermind groups. And I you know, want to really thank you, Maria. Is there anything else that you would like to share about being the CEO of your own life?
Well, you know, there's so much. There's so much. And I just, I think it's really important, from what I'm seeing out there, we get so caught up in our businesses, and I just wanted to reiterate, as I said before, you know, you have the most important relationship there is in your business, in your life. It's with you, and you really want to take responsibility for that. Everyone, if you want people to show up and support you and not leave you and, you know, have a happy relationships and you want to attract all the resources, it's really important that you show up and do this, and take care of yourself, and invest in your education, and, you know, invest in some of these mastermind relationships, and you know, put a plan together that's going to support you. So it's just so critical. I think, you know, I watch CEOs now, and they're just sacrificing themselves. And it, I just don't think it's necessary. I think you can create wealth with a lot of ease and joy, with proper planning and building a team. You can actually create, you know, become very successful and create a lot of wealth and have fun doing it. And so I just wanted to share that. I mean, it is work, of course. There's work involved, but it doesn't have to be sacrificial. And there's so many people that are really, you know, and I know you see that, DC. They're working so hard, and they're wondering why they're not getting the results. And so with just with some simple steps and, you know, getting the right support, it really is very possible.
Yes, thank you so much. And, you know, we have a whole manual, Money Making Systems. That particular manual is a big, fat thing that can be an operational manual for you that goes into a lot of details. The one thing that I want you to know that you need to understand is that building a business is like building a house, and it's building like a home. Mm-hmm. And then it has tremendous value at the end. It will have all the value. But there is this illusion that happens with all these different seminars. Like, some people think that if they just master marketing, that everything is going to fall into place. That if they just master sales, everything is going to go into place. Or if they just master their mind, everything is going to go into place. It's actually a synergetic effect of all these different pieces. And I want to really acknowledge you all for being on this teleclass. We have been really excited about the number of people that have opted in and how many people are really excited about this. And it just shows me how much they really want to come and learn. So anything you would like to say goodbye, Maria?
I just, are you there?
Go ahead. Anything else you'd like
to
say?
Well, that's it. I wanted to thank you again for giving me the opportunity. I mean, I love Money in You. I think there's nothing quite like it. I loved, you know, what I've experienced there. I love the ongoing support, because it really is, I guess you become part of a family, you know, for life afterwards. So I love that I have a network that I can tap back into whenever I want. And so I'm just grateful for all of that. So thank you, DC. I really appreciate this.
No, you're very, very welcome. Yes, this is a worldwide network of friends around the world. And thank you, everyone, for getting up really early down under and in Asia. And, of course, for those of you in Europe, for staying up so late. And thank you, everyone. And we will see you next week. Have a wonderful week. Aloha, everyone. And thank you, Maria. Bye-bye, everyone.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.